What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll find out.
Willie Pat Benatar, you.
Hey, look, no problem, man. I'll take my base. Like Dave Hollins, like Chase Utley. I'll take my base. Good morning to you. On a
You gonna lean into one though?
Well, I gotta make sure the young doesn't say, well, he didn't get out of the way, he didn't try, you know. So you gotta give that, you know, that
crowd in the plate, you know.
My stance is very Andres Galarraga-esque, if you remember
really?
Him.
Is it?
Open stance, and then left foot comes forward. So it's not that easy for me to get out of a pitch because I'm kind of diving toward the plate. That's always been my approach. Left foot forward. So, you know, as the pitch is coming in, I'm moving toward it.
Big Cat led the league in hitting 1 year. Won a batting
He was very
title.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
For Colorado.
So let me tell you where we're going to be and how you can be a part of it. Me and Fritz is going to be next Wednesday, and it's going to be at Plymouth White Marsh High School.
1 week. Wow. It's exciting.
Yeah, 1 week. At noon. So you can be there.
Let's call it high noon.
High noon, yeah. So golf was not open to the public, and golf obviously is not the kind of sport that, you know, lends itself to heckling, not in an appropriate way. But baseball, you can. You can cheer, you can root, you can boo, you can heckle, you can do whatever you want. So noon on Wednesday, I would encourage as many people to get there as you can. We're going to be at Plymouth White Marsh High School. He's going to have 8 defenders with him, fielders, that are going to be from that high school, which is great, like legitimate defenders, fielders. I can already tell they're trying to change, you know, all these rules. And
how so?
I hear what Spike's saying. I mean, he's talking about, like, am I going to run to first? Like, of course I'm going to run to first. Like, I don't know what that's about. But I can tell he's trying to make a thing about, like, the fielders and the quality. I was told these fielders are outstanding. And I was told they've been told take it serious. And I can tell he's looking for all these breaks. Like, I think one of them said yesterday they want to break after every 3 at-bats. Well, technically not at-bats, plate
break.
Appearances.
Yes. Wait, Jack wants a break?
I don't know. Jack definitely needs the break more. He's pitching,
yeah, he's
for
pitching.
Sure. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely
Jack
more physically
needs
demanding.
A break.
Yeah.
After so 3 pitches?
Three
at-bats, 3 plate appearances.
3 plate appearances. So it's getting a little funky. But look, we've agreed to this stuff. Now, we didn't, you know, agree on how if
that
there's
is,
a break.
Yeah, that is something that
it's a reasonable thing to consider.
Discussed. Maybe a break halfway through,
yeah,
I would say.
Maybe at 5.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think a break every 3 is a lot, but a break at 5 is, I think, fair.
I think break at 5 is reasonable. I'll put that on the table as something to consider. But like, here's what's happening. I'm going to be honest. I can tell. Spike is so concerned Jack's going to lose. Spike is trying to be the older brother now, and he's trying to, like, really strong-arm this situation. Like, I was asked yesterday, will I go on their show tomorrow? Happy to. He's like, well, Rod Lakin said to me to talk about the rules. Well, sure. The rules we've agreed to, sure. Happy to talk about them. So I'll go on their show tomorrow.
Because they're set.
Right. You can tell Spike is really concerned.
Spike's really
trying to dig Jack out of a hole.
He's concerned on 2 levels because they remain stunned that he lost and melted down so spectacularly in the golf, and the way Jack's talking.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not very confident.
No.
So, I mean, Spike, or I'll give Spike
competent.
Credit. He is
not
trying to drag him along.
No, he is. But I'm not going to take Spike's nonsense. I mean,
Spike's
what's been
doing
said's
a
been
good
said.
Job of working no. with a deficient Jack.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, I think Spike needs to pipe down a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, enough of that. Everyone's dead to me. And
oh,
this
well,
and
that's,
that. Like,
that's
he's
a whole
really
nother.
Mad at you. Well, but also, he's like taking shots at the morning show. Am I crazy, or did Spike put the three of us together in the first place? Wasn't that Spike Eskin?
Yeah.
Did I forget that? Yeah. That Spike Eskin chose the three of us to do a show together.
Look at you firing back.
I'm just taking shots. You want to take shots at us?
Personal.
Guess what, Spike? I'll come right back
well,
at
here,
you, buddy.
Let's get to something he said, because here's Spike yesterday. He has said a lot. Here's one of the things he said.
What they're doing is they've never seen a world where, like, they are number two to everybody. And quite honestly, like, this show is the top dog on the radio station. This show is the show that everybody talks about. This is the show that everybody wants to be a part of. And they are there trying to attach themselves to the big dogs.
Honestly, that's sad.
Wow,
honestly, I hear that, and so it's not even shots fired. I hear it, and I feel sad for Spike. Like, that he has to do that, that's embarrassing. I feel bad. I'm sorry, Spike. I didn't realize how much you were emotionally struggling with this. So, it's all good. Sorry, pal. Our bad. We'll keep it tight.
So, my response is quite different, although that was interesting. My response, if you remember from The Last Dance, there was like four or five times in The Last Dance where Jordan felt slighted on something. Drexler might be as good as Jordan. Karl Malone, MVP over Jordan in 97. Gary Payton can actually defend Jordan. Like, a couple times these things came up, and Jordan was always like, okay. And then we'll see what happens.
You just
my response, place that on top
of the last affront.
My response to Spike is, okay, I hear you.
So now you have compared yourself to Barry Bonds and Michael Jordan in the same show.
Hey, par for the course, Ben. We've got Robert Redford coming.
We'll get a hat trick.
We'll get a Paul Newman, maybe.
Ben, I'm just a guy that never played organized school baseball, just trying to compete against a guy that played college ball.
He's just a guy.
That takes the high road. That's who you are.
You're just a guy who's going to be standing in front of a meltdowny guy trying to get four times on base.
That's all I'm trying to do. All right, by the way,
you should tell Jack to throw strikes to you when you're out there. Be like, hey, Jack, don't forget, throw strikes.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll heckle him as a hitter. I don't know that's appropriate. But all jokes aside, you can be there. It's Wednesday next week, Plymouth White Marsh High School, high noon. And by the way, both shows that follow us will be doing remote broadcasts from the McGurk's that is in Fort Washington. So 10 to 2, McGurk's, Fort Washington. I'm guessing maybe at 11:30, people are going to hop over because it's not too far to Plymouth White Marsh High School. And then like 12:30, hop on back. It's going to be wild at McGurk's. And then Spike Ike and DeBoban. We'll be doing their show 2 to 6.
That actually adds more pressure for Jack.
Does.
He has to be out in public after the event.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
So I encourage people to get there. If you want to cheer, you want to boo, you want to heckle, do what you want. And we'll have fun, and we'll see what happens. Let's go to the phones. Sean's joining us from Holland. That's Holland, PA. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Hammer, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
Hammer, you were wrong today.
Oh, no. What'd I say?
You said Reggie Leach scored 19 goals the year after the Flyers won the first cup.
No, that's not what I said. I said he did it in 76. I said
they acquired 76, but they didn't win the cup that year.
Correct. No, no. If we play back the audio, I'll tell you exactly what I said. They acquired him the year after winning the first cup. He was a member of the second cup, and then the following year, in three rounds of the playoffs, the year the Flyers lost to Montreal.
You were trying to compare him to T.J. Watt and bring him in here.
Sean, there was two different points. The first point was they acquired him after winning the first cup, and he contributed to winning the second cup. Then the next year was when he set the record with 19 goals.
I believe you say he scored 19 goals when he went in the second cup.
We can have Seltzer get the audio. You want that? Probably not worth it, but we could.
I don't
want
that.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's a no.
Sean, you gotta have not just an ear, you gotta have the nuanced ear that listens carefully.
Okay.
No, but I, Sean, I'm playing around with you. I hear you. I think I said it right. Perhaps you're right, but I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, because that was definitely the second year he was here.
Well, you know what's amazing, Sean? Two things about that record when he scored 19 goals. One is that the record still hasn't been broken. And two, he did it in three rounds of the playoffs, and they've been playing four rounds for decades now. Think about that.
I was a kid when it happened.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, can I say something to John?
Please.
Sure.
John, how you doing?
Great.
Remember a few, you know, your fun facts at the beginning of the show, which I love, by the way. A few years ago, you said that NASA had radio signals from 6 billion light years away. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do not.
All right. Well, that was actually the mothership calling Joe back. He never answered the
phone. That was good.
Look at you, Sean. Look at you, Sean.
Yucks.
All right, Sean, I need an answer from you. Even though you came after me twice here, I still might vote for your answer if it's the best one. Funniest TV moment ever. Whoever provides it's going to win Adam Sandler tickets. What do you got?
It's from Taxi, Reverend Jim, when he was taking the driver's test.
Oh my God.
What was the yellow light?
Yeah.
And he said, slow down. He goes, totally. What does the yellow light mean?
Totally right, man. It was, I believe it was four times. And Conway, what was his name?
Jeff Conway.
Who had the issues and he was off the show after
the
a couple
from
years.
Greece?
Yeah.
Who?
The guy from Greece?
So.
The guy who plays Kinnicky in Greece?
Sean, good answer, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the same.
Yeah. Jeff Conway is the name of the guy who played Kinnicky in Greece.
Referenced that.
Incredible scene.
It was one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, incredible
scene. Go
find
it and you'll love it.
All right, Ben, best scene ever. Not scene, I'm sorry. Funniest TV moment ever. What comes to mind for you? Because 215-592-9494, for someone who won tickets to Adam Sandler, you could say Saturday Night Live. I mean, I remember the end of season one of Cheers when Sam and Diane are in an incredible fight. Mm-hmm. And then they open the door and everyone stacked up to the door listening to him. It's a great moment. What, in your opinion, is the funniest TV moment ever?
Man. Immediately, all the different Seinfelds come into it.
You got to give that some thought?
Yeah, let me give it some thought.
Give it some thought. Well, look, everyone can, and you can win tickets to see.
You know what? I'm going to say the one with Elaine's boyfriend when he gets dressed up, he's the devil. The devils!
Yeah.
And then he jumps out in front, and there's a Catholic priest in the cab, and he like goes into has like a heart attack.
Seinfeld has a time.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. That's a good one.
Give us a great
sport team.
Yeah,
got a sport team.
That's exactly
Give
right.
us a great answer on it. Also, you can weigh in on the Times Yours line, everything we're discussing, including the Fritz thing. What do you make of how Fritz is presenting himself?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, like, let me give you a for instance. I don't know if you'd want to give Fritz a pep talk after this, or if you would want to prop him up, yell at him. Like, I don't know. But listen to something he said, and then consider calling Times Yours to react to this, because baseball's next. It's in 7 days. Here's something he said this week on WIP.
Baseball, there's a mental aspect that I am now worried about. Yesterday, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, Ben, could you imagine going in a game where a guy's talking about being that worried?
No, I could not. I think it's starting to hit him where it's, I've never seen a person in a lose-lose situation more than Jack. I mean, this is like...
Yeah, that's tough.
It's like the ultimate lose-lose situation. Like,
but
he
did not expect to lose. It's the ultimate lose-lose that he could not have imagined losing. And he lost. And now he's heading into another, the second one where it's like, oh, can't imagine losing this sport that you actually played best.
Well, it's the two that he also, I think, had the biggest advantage on me going in.
Yeah.
Golf and baseball. So
look, now he's questioning whether he actually can beat you.
Well, we'll say.
At the sport that he plays best.
I feel bad for him.
What a weird place he must be in.
Yeah, he's in a tough spot.
I feel some sympathy also.
I did too. Yeah. But
which I did not think I'd feel.
He's not in a good way mentally. Well, not in a good way.
Well, look who he works with.
All right, so Time's Yours is there. You can react to the me and Fritz stuff. We're having some fun with it, but I'm also taking it serious, as you can tell. Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. Do you intend to come out to Plymouth White Marsh High School Wednesday of next week, high noon? If so, who are you rooting for? Are you going to heckle? And also, just what do you make of what you hear Jack saying? His boy is saying a lot. 215-238-4500 for Time's Yours in about an hour. Speaking of saying something, Brandon Graham said something this week on WIP about the Eagles' quest to repeat and how they can maximize, you know, obviously, you know, you can't guarantee anything, but you want to maximize your chance to give yourself the best opportunity. And at some point, you know, turn off the switch from we were champs to there's a new season. Here's Brandon Graham earlier this week with Spike, Ike, and Jack talking on WIP.
Repeating as champion, what type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talked to a lot up at the facility, is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still, you know, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that's taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl and doing whatever, but don't let that be more than what got you to this place, and that's ball. Like, going out there and balling.
That's BJ. That's real talk. Obviously, he had the 2018 experience. They were, you know, a little above average, 9-7, had a nice playoff run until Alshon's drop, but weren't nearly the squad we would have expected after 2017. John, we've had a lot of twists and turns in this show, but 2.5 hours ago we started it with you expressing, and probably to the surprise of a lot of listeners then, some concern more than others have about Washington and your sense that maybe people are taking even the division for granted. Clearly, the Eagles are the best team in the division, and clearly they should be the favorites and are the favorites.
No question.
But, like, let's not act like Washington's not a threat. They are a threat.
We are the world champs, and I do. I feel like that carries so much weight. We deserve it. The roster is still incredible. Howie's still doing an incredible job. The organization is the creme de la creme. But, you know, you peruse the changes that the Commanders made, and they were a good team last year with a young quarterback who was up and coming and Jaden Daniels. We played them twice in the regular season. We ended up having home field for the NFC Championship game because that team surprised everyone. That team jumped up and bit people because they were good. It's not a fluke. You got Jaden Daniels is all that, and they're bringing Zach Ertz back again. You know, he was a free agent. They're bringing Bobby Wagner back again, coming back on the other side of the football to be the quarterback on that side of things. He was a free agent also. Laramie Tunsil, an incredible left tackle. But remember, we all remember what happened to him coming out in the draft. He was in Miami, then he was with the Texans. Now they've added him. Man, that's a huge deal. And Deebo Samuel. Deebo is, man, they can get creative with the way they use him because he's like the you know, jack of all trades. You can make him a running back, you can motion him and flank him out, and you know, he can the short stuff, the long stuff, he does it all and breaks tackles when you get the ball in his hands. They've got a lot of weapons at a young quarterback's disposal. They will protect him better. The defense continues, you know, we know that they've got a lot of talent up front. Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw, they added another D tackle who's man, he's
look,
tough.
They got a good team. I of course would pick the Eagles to win the division, but I'm not sleeping on Washington. And James, I know you kind of swatted it aside a little bit earlier, but five teams from this division have gotten to a Super Bowl this century, and none of them have even won the division.
Washington could absolutely win the division. I'm just not going into the season scared they're going to win the division. Like, I'm not scared of Washington. They didn't beat anyone last year till the playoffs. They had nice playoff wins.
The Lions win was very impressive.
It was a great win.
It was. And Lions, by the way, really helped the Eagles.
The Lions team was also beat up. They lost all their players. They were a week off. They didn't have the same energy, all that type of stuff. Washington's good. I expect Jaden Daniels to take a step back this year. I know he might not, but he was the best rookie we've ever seen last year. Recent years, most of the guys, the vast majority of guys who have taken big leaps have taken a step back or started off great as a rookie, like C.J. Stroud, taking a step back. And I'm just not as enamored with the Deebo Samuels as Richie is. I think Deebo Samuel is on the backside of his career. Tunsil's over 30. Like, it's an old football team, and the Eagles are a young team on the rise. I just think they're better.
All right, well, it's an old football team. It's an experienced football team. And Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. Yeah.
The Eagles
again.
Are more experienced. The Eagles again. Have a bunch of guys who played and won a Super Bowl.
Same coordinator 2 years in a row with this young quarterback who really does absorb this stuff like a sponge. He's so that guy. They've got a young quarterback who people are jealous of. We've got the guy that everyone wants. They've got that guy now too, and they're building that team around him. They feel like they've got a window, so they're bringing in the old guys. We're a team that's got a window. They're a team that's got a window. This is going to be a major clash every time we face the Commanders. Let's not forget that. The rest of the division is down, but this team is one of the best in the NFC.
I'll add one more thing.
A la the NFC Championship proved.
One more thing. They don't enter schedule-wise.
Until the end.
Apple for apple. The Eagles' extra game is that ridiculous Bills game. That's hard, man. Like, that's hard.
They have a tough schedule.
They have a really tough schedule.
I know they do.
And won't know any of it till the end of the season.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, scheduled. But the Bills game week 17 is an example. When you win your division, like, that's your prize. And I'm using that term sarcastically. That's a tough add-on, man.
It is. Like, their game is Miami in Europe. So it's not like it's a weird game, too, for what it's worth.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, phone calls on all this, including the Phils. Oh, by the way, what you need to know if you have tickets for the Phils game today. I'm trying to give some public service announcements. If you had the 105 ticket for today, you still have that. That game's at 105. If you had the nighttime game last night that was rained out, you have tickets for a 6:15 game tonight. So if you had tickets last night, don't think you have tickets for the first game today. You don't, unless you have tickets for both games today. And then the fireworks will be after the nighttime game today.
And which game does the Piv pitch?
Pivetta,
first game.
Is he?
First game.
Boy, this guy and his Piv.
The Piv.
He's got a phone.
No one calls him that.
Jeremy. Jeremy in Syracuse.
Good morning.
Jeremy, what's up, pal?
Oh, not much. I'm just sitting here thinking about the 10-ply competitor that you have. Thinking about how you're kicking his butt in the first competition, and there's a really good chance you're going to beat him in the second one, Joe. I really think there is.
Well, I hope so.
Well,
I mean,
if he quits again, sure, yeah.
It's going to be very hard. Jeremy, it's going to be very hard. The guy played college baseball, man. It's going to be very hard.
D Did
he's
he really?
A really good golfer too.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, that's right.
But getting to the Eagles, talking about T.J. Watt, I don't want T.J. Watt, and I don't even think he's going to be available. To be honest, I think
the Steelers would be crazy.
It's like
to
a Miles Garrett type thing.
Yeah, take advantage if they are. The Steelers are going all in to win the Super Bowl this year. They're signing everybody they can. They're trading for everybody they can. I don't think there's a chance he leaves.
It's the Eagles' version of the Steelers' version of the dream.
Maybe.
Team. I think it would be crazy, but
maybe.
Who knows?
But, Jeremy, they could trade him for an active NFL player instead of a draft pick and try to keep that going. And, listen, Nolan Smith was a serious playoff contributor to a team that won a title. Like, he was pretty good down the stretch. He was superb in the postseason. So, you know, he's not – if they were to make that trade, that's not punting on the season if you're Pittsburgh. I mean, he was really good, man.
No, and that's why I want him to stay here. I think that he's proven himself. He's earned his stripes already, and I think if T.J. Watt had to come in, he'd kind of have to prove himself to the rest of the defense. And I think that, like, that losing Nolan Smith –
I don't think T.J. Watt would have to prove himself to anybody.
No, he doesn't have to prove himself to anybody.
Absolutely think he would too, but like it would take a minute, and I would rather just start with Nolan Smith leading that room like everybody's expecting.
Well, I would too, but not, you know, listen, for me, it's just because of where it heads. I mean, listen, we're having a similar conversation about the Phillies right now. Let's be real. We're talking about should you trade this guy for that guy and, you know, give up some farm system guys. No, farm system guys aren't up here yet. Nolan Smith's been here 2 years. I think I can trust him. I know T.J. Watt is currently better, but I also know after the 2025 Eagles, there's the 2026 Eagles and the 2027 Eagles and on down the line. And at some point, Nolan Smith will be better than T.J. Watt. Maybe in 2 years, maybe in 3 years, probably
Nolan Smith amazingly has much better playoff record sets. T.J. Watt has never won in the playoffs.
Yeah, but T.J. Watt hasn't had a quarterback. Yeah, he hasn't had much of a roster.
He was a no-show in the Ravens playoff game.
Fair, but
he
hasn't had much. He hasn't had much.
Zero.
When you're the only guy.
And their offense stinks. Yeah.
I mean, against
they didn't have a quarterback since about 3 years before Roethlisberger wrapped
it up. He doesn't play on the offensive side.
Yeah, but the offense sets up the defense.
Yeah, totally.
But he was a no-show.
He hasn't had anything. Jeremy, give me an answer. Funny TV moment. What's the funniest?
The first thing that came to my mind was in the dinner party episode of The Office when Michael Scott's showing off his brand new plasma TV.
Oh my
God. And he's trying to make space. He pushes it 2 inches in closer to the wall.
So funny, dude.
So this might be one of those days we have to have only Seltzer vote if he's the only one that knows.
No, I've never watched
none of you have seen The Office.
That's a good one.
It's a great team.
Okay. Because I don't want to like discount things that could be great that I don't know of. I mean, I may just refrain. I'm trying to be fair to people. By the way, the funniest TV moment, at least that I think of all time, is still available as I know it. But we'll see if anyone gets to that. All right, so John, we've talked.
Is it in black and white?
Yes.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Her name?
I know what it is.
Is Lucy.
It's the chocolate.
It's the chocolate scene.
It is funny. It is an all-timer.
It really is. All right, Fritz, an all-timer. We love him. God, we love Fritz. So.
Well, he's all right.
Yeah. He's my kind of guy when you're going against him. So his coach from college baseball called in a WIP earlier this week, and he's the Bloomsburg's coach, and his name is Mike Collins. Here's what I'll say, John, as we lead into this. Ben, have you heard this audio yet?
I have not.
All right, now this is his coach. James, you remember when we had...
Yes.
Jalen Reagor's coach on.
I sure do.
After the Eagles drafted Reagor, but before he played for the Birds.
Yes, and we all were shocked at how not complimentary of Jalen Reagor he was.
John, do you remember that?
Was it Zimmer who was
talking about him? No, it was Peterson. I think it was...
I thought it was Patterson.
Patterson. Gary Patterson.
Ah, that's right.
Thank you.
That's his college coach.
Yeah, right.
And we were floored.
We were floored.
Right. He kept that's being like, right. Well, you know, I don't know.
I had never heard a college coach...
I haven't either.
...not boost his guy up.
Right, it was first round pick.
To the pros. Scouts.
Yeah. I mean, it was after the draft, but you would just think he'd be...
No, it's great.
Like,
it's
good for his program. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like, he was so honest.
So I came away thinking he must really value, like, his opinion. Like, he's now going to be that honest Abe dude. He'll say it when it really needs to be said. But that was extreme.
It was extreme. Well, listen, the Bloomsburg coach, he sounds like a great guy. I heard the interview. But I will say, not in my opinion, not exactly the most ringing endorsement for Fritz. Make of it what you will with baseball a week away between me and Jack. Here's what the Bloomsburg coach, Mike Collins said about Jack Fritz.
Did you see that? That he like he didn't really commit himself to getting better as a pitcher in college?
He could have done a little bit more, I think. Let's just say off-season training. I mean, he was a guy that was going to be a practice and listen and do all that kind of stuff. So he was fine. I think Jack honestly did a great job in terms of his career. You could tell he was – I could tell around his sophomore, junior year, he became really obsessed with like communications and media and stuff like that. And I could recall like he wasn't getting a lot of mound time, so he'd be in the dugout doing play-by-play on the game. With one of the guys. I think it was Matt Hurd.
It was Aaron Russell. It was Russ. Yeah.
Was it you and Russ? Okay, yeah. If you're doing play by play, like I'm thinking this is a little annoying, but he's practicing for sure, so I gotta let it slide a little bit. At least he's paying attention to what's going on, even though he's not in the game.
53 straight perfect books my sophomore year, coach. 53 straight perfect books.
Oh boy. This is not at all what I imagined. I thought this guy played, excelled. I was told that he was a pitcher, a Division II pitcher, and I thought that it suggested a certain level of commitment to the sport.
Ray, did you know he played so little?
Because I did not know that until I heard, until I was on with Giulio on Monday.
So I knew
he
this.
He told me about that. I was stunned.
I didn't know it at all.
For what it's worth, he's never hid this. Like the 53 perfect books thing, he has said on our podcast 8,000 times. Like he has never hid that.
So in college baseball, he watched people play.
Jack was a great high school pitcher, and he was not he made a college team, and then he never really went past that.
Okay. Well, I clearly didn't go past
that. For what it's worth, he has never hidden that. Like, Jack has always talked that way.
Ben, how much with him obviously being the favorite in baseball, when you hear that type of talk from his coach, does that knock him down as the favorite? Like, still the favorite, but like, lesser favorite?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Still think he's the heavy favorite in baseball.
Is he going to throw strikes?
That's the biggest question. That is the biggest question.
And if he doesn't, how long does it take until he just breaks?
Yeah, I mean, especially with people there, man. If people like, I want Anthony New Jersey to be there. Could you imagine if Anthony from New Jersey is there,
relentless,
bow-bonding him, right? Like seriously, Anthony, if you're listening, buddy, Anthony, you've been my biggest cheerleader in this, and I appreciate you, man. If you can, Anthony, if you can get to Plymouth White Marsh High School Wednesday of next week, I could really use the support. I'm just telling you. It's, by the way, Spike, you know, is aware that Jack has to. James, let's get to this audio, Spike. So here is more of what Spike wants from Jack, and you can tell that he is really, really trying to big brother to look out for little brother, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, we're going to negotiate those rules on Thursday. We want to be able to give him a break after every three batters. We also, you know, want the batter to have to run to first base and do everything that a batter would do, so they're even. So we're on that. We're going to make sure. And by the way, if he throws strikes, like if he throws strikes, it's less pitches. That's what I keep telling him. I was like, 10, you know, 10 at bats from the same idiot who can't hit the ball. I mean, 35 pitches. Just throw strikes, throw strikes.
There's so much in there that's so desperate. I'm going to go to this one, John. This one was astounding to me. We want to make him run to first base. Right, so just play this out. Let's say I rope one to left field. Let's say I choose not to run. Left fielder throws the ball to the shortstop. Shortstop throws the ball to the first baseman. I'm out. So you really think, Spike, I'm not going to run? Like, that's, and then this whole thing, like a break every three batters? Come on. Maybe at five. Let's not act like every baseball inning is 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3-1. I mean, Spike is really in desperate mode to try to help out Jack. He really is.
Wow.
It's very, I mean, Ben, that's very obvious.
It's just about reaching base, correct?
Yeah.
So if you hit a clean single to left center, left field, why do you have to run?
Well, because I got to get to first.
Well, he's everyone would assume
that you're going to make first base.
No, well, of course on left field you would assume, but Ben, I will run, and obviously there is
you
the possibility,
run, of course.
And if I hit one to right field, a guy could theoretically throw me out at first. We used to see that with pitch. Look, I'm not that fast, Ben.
You've also had groin issues and stuff. I mean, that's part of this whole thing.
Got to play the game. Got to play the game.
All right. It's part of the challenge.
But I'm amazed at how desperate, in my opinion, Spike sounds to try to dig Jack out of a hole. Like, it's like, really, I don't have to tell you, dude. Yeah.
Spike sounds way more desperate than Jack does.
Yeah. This, honestly, the conditioning part of this, it's not like you just go pick up a baseball. Like, even if I think I'm in pretty decent shape. If I were to go out and try and pitch right now, even at 48 years old, I'm going to get gassed.
Yeah, but he has
a lot more cardio in it than you're involved.
I agree. But, James, you know, he's been running for about a year or so.
Longer.
I mean, he's apparently in pretty good shape.
I thought he was
running
in good shape.
And pitching are completely different. I'm sorry.
That's, we're talking.
Well, I'll say this.
Different muscles.
I will be ready. I'll be ready. I'll be there. Let's go to the phones. Jim right now. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, John. I actually called in about 25 years ago, my first time. And it was about golf then, too. About Casey Martin, if you guys recall that.
Yeah, the cart issue, sure.
Well,
I remember that,
And I thought that Tiger and Jack were right, and the way the PGA Tour ultimately ruled that you got to walk. That's part of the sport. I didn't mean to be disrespectful to Casey Martin, but I mean, that's part of the sport.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you broke a competitive rule in your match.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
There's a rule on pace of play. So when you went and hid for 10 minutes, you broke that rule. You should have been penalized.
Yeah, but you got to remember, this was after the regulation was over. So obviously when they go to a playoff hole.
Before a playoff hole. Oh, no, so that's fair.
Yeah, I totally knew what I was doing, Jim.
Did you really?
Yep. Because remember, that's when NBC goes to a commercial break.
Did you get to the teeing ground in the playoffs?
To the what?
To where you would tee off. It's called the teeing ground in the rule.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Did you get to the next hole before you did the water?
No. No. We finished 9. We went because the, you know, the thing's right there at the turn, 9 to 10. I went to get the water, and then I went over to 10.
So I think it's okay, Jim.
Yeah, I'm clean.
All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. I just, I thought you did.
You really thought about it.
Trust me.
I love it, man.
Trust me.
Credit where due.
Thank you.
Oh, Joe, you're a weasel.
All right.
All right, Jim. Before we get to our poll result, I need your answer, sir. Best Phillies player this century is who?
Best Phillies player of this century.
Yep.
Oh God. Either Ryan Howard
Wheeler or Harper?
Yeah, I think
I'll go with Wheeler.
All right, Wheeler, you got it. Jim, give me an answer. Funniest TV moment. Which one is it?
Going way back to the Newlywed Game. Question was, where's the craziest place you've ever made whoopee?
You know, that could win.
The one answer was in the bus.
Yeah, yeah, that could win. I always wondered if that was staged, but that could win. I mean, it really, really could.
We had him on, the host of that.
Oh, man, those guys.
And Chuck Woolery?
Let's name as many as we can. So there was Woolery. There was about five or six back then. Who did you have?
Was it Woolery? I don't think it was
Woolery. I don't know if it was or wasn't. Woolery was one of those ones.
It was one of them.
Oh, man.
Chuck Barris was the gong show.
Ben, who else was there? Come on. We all grew up with this stuff.
Well, I mean, you're talking like Bob Barker, obviously.
Well, Barker, but I mean the dirty guys.
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson
used to kiss everyone.
That was dirty.
Yeah.
He was dirty. Kissy Richard
Dawson. It was unbelievable.
And he was an actor. Remember, like, Hogan's Heroes.
Really?
He was on that.
Well, he was in The Running Man.
I know that.
He's like one of the main characters. He's the best part of The Running Man.
He did not know that. Feud, right?
Feud, yes.
Family feud.
Exactly. Yes. All right, let's close out our first two Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Which of these players was the best Phillies player? We're trying to figure out the best this century. We got the four from the 08 group, and we got the two from the current group of, like, tremendous excellence for a sustained time. Which of these four players was the Phillies' best player? John, how do you think people voted on Cole, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley?
I think it's going to be Chase or Jimmy. Man, and I think it helps a lot that you said Jimmy during while the vote was still hot.
You're talking to Ben.
It's going to be Utley.
It's always St. Chase.
100%.
So annoying.
That's correct. It should be Chase.
It is Chase
that
Utley.
That is the correct answer.
It's always Chase.
So well done, everybody.
39% Chase, 30% Jimmy, 22% Ryan, 9% Cole. So Chase Utley goes to the finals, which will be in the 9 o'clock hour, versus... Which of these has been the better Phillies player? Bryce Harper or Zach Wheeler? John, how did people vote on that?
Oh, my gosh. I think the recency has to be pushing it towards Zach. So 70% say Zach?
86% say Zach Wheeler.
Oh, my God.
Recency
bias.
Yeah.
James, if we do this poll May 1st, what's the poll result?
I think it's way closer. I think Harper probably wins.
I do too.
I think it's like 55-45 or something like that.
So what's the right answer, James?
So I would have said Harper a few weeks ago. I'm starting to turn. I mean, Wheeler has been so dominant, and he's so good. I think I would still say Harper. I would not let the recency bias take me over, but it's really close.
All right, well, 9 o'clock hour poll. We'll see where the results go, and you can weigh in, both on the phone lines and on Twitter. Poll question. Based on our voting earlier today, which means we had two people emerge into the finals, which of these two is the Phillies' best player this century? Chase Utley, Zach Wheeler. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Wild question. We'll see where the results go. Also, more of what Spike and Ike have been saying. Ike frustrated with Fritz. We'll get to that. Phone calls on all of these topics on a great day. Rainy day, but it's all right. Phil's today. They're going to play two right here on 94 WIP.
Is your home keeping up with the summer weather? Summer can mean everything from storms to heat waves and can lead to increased energy demand in your home. Get ahead of potential electrical problems before it's too late. Call the experts at Horizon Services for all of your home's electrical needs. Horizon Services, they've got same-day service, so you won't be waiting around worrying in the sweltering heat or stuck without power after a big storm. If it's a bigger job, say a new whole home generator, Horizon is giving you $1,500 off installation plus 0% financing. As always, thanks to Horizon's expert team, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So keep your family cool and comfortable and your electric bills down this summer with Horizon. Click or call, day or night, Horizon is available 24/7 to help with all your home needs. Schedule a visit right now at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more.
The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.